K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University here recording this another coaching hire episode here. January 5th, 2026 here. All things K-State sports on this podcast. Whether that is football here in just a minute. Men's women's basketball. Baseball coming in another month, track and field in another couple weeks here, maybe less than 2 weeks now, actually there as well. The return of men's, women's golf, women's tennis. Let me see, women's rowing will be coming up here in a semester, during a semester, and so much more. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And boy, there has been a boatload of news from the football field. This weekend, I will try to do, well, obviously, this is Monday, so it is Purple Project Podcast recording day. I recorded all that, but yeah, man, another hire over the weekend by new head coach Colin Klein, that in the person of Mike Schmidt, now the new offensive line coach for Kansas State. He's previously helped top 30 nationally teams be one of the top rushing offenses every time he's been there as well. Mike Schmidt comes to Kansas State after working the past couple of seasons as run game coordinator and offensive line coach at his alma mater, San Diego State. It was the second stint over there with San Diego State, as he served as graduate assistant back in 2009 all the way through 2011, and then offensive line coach from 2012 through 2020, through the COVID season there as well. Schmidt from kstatesports.com saying, quote, "My family and I are excited to join the K-State football family. We can't wait to add to the proud tradition of excellence here in Manhattan," end quote there from your new offensive line coach, Mike Schmidt. And we're, again, like I've said, if you're your first time listening to this podcast, this daily podcast, I'm trying to do all these in order as they come out. So we obviously, like I said, we outside of these hires, there's been new landing spots for guys who've been in the portal. I've been getting all these notifications. So definitely I will, there's gonna be a lot of recording today, obviously, so these will come out and you come out as they come, as they go along this week. So definitely I want to give you guys just that information there as well, along with current K-State action, like men's, women's basketball over the weekend there, as K-State basketball went 0-2 this past weekend there. Schmidt, back to Mike Schmidt, your O-line coach for Kansas State now. He's worked for two Power Four programs, Syracuse in 2021, 22, and then again, then he was a tight ends and tackles coach at Mississippi State in 2023. Colin Klein, again, from KSASports.com, quote, "Watching the offensive lines that Mike has coached is extremely impressive. They are physical, detailed, and diverse schematically. It became clear quickly that he was the perfect fit for our offense. He is a person of high integrity and family. I can't wait to get to work with him," end quote there as well. So this is, we've been seeing the connection here with his coaching staff. I think this is and spoiler alert, there's another coach coming back to K-State who was on the previous staff. More on that in the next coaching episode. But yeah, there's been the connections within the staff. I think this is the first one that's kind of a little bit outside of that, but again, he's worked with some top programs there as well. Schmidt has there as well. Last year, San Diego State, Schmidt coached an offensive line that led the way for a rushing attack that averaged almost 200 yards a game, 20th ranked in the nation. Yeah, San Diego State's known for running the football. This is a Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Mike Schmidt, your new offensive line coach at Kansas State. Kansas State, when the football season officially rolls around in the fall, but let's not forget about spring ball, obviously, and all that. Again, it's going to be interesting to see if Colin Klein brings back the spring game or if he keeps it like practices. That's what I said on the last football episode as well. So many questions that will be answered over time, right? One of many questions, obviously, there. But back to Schmidt and the Aztecs last year. The Aztecs totaled six games of at least 200 rushing yards or more, which that included a 326-yard performance against North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl here not a couple of days ago. So there's that. Christian Jones was second team honors, and then I missed something here. Ross, ooh boy, I'm not gonna say that. I ain't gonna say all that. Ross, yeah, they have a back that was first team. Ross something. Yeah, so there's that. So his 1 year at Mississippi State, Schmidt spent two seasons. Well, actually, prior to Mississippi State, his only 1 year over there. Two seasons at Syracuse, as mentioned. Run game coordinator and offensive line coach in his first year with Syracuse. Schmidt's offensive line ranked 16th in the nation and tops in ACC with average 213 yards there on that. They were ranked 20th there, third in the conference, averaging just over 5 yards a pop there. And in Syracuse, the year after that, their total rushing yards was over 25,000 plus there as well. While they blocked for Sean Tucker, who ranked fourth nationally, averaged 124 yards there per game. His first team All-American honors, and Tucker was a semifinalist that season for Doak Walker and Maxwell Ward's mission there. That's where, and this is a familiar name that I know. Matthew Bergeron, who's on the Atlanta Falcons, who ended the season winning, the last four games? Something like that. And then, of course, cleaning house currently with all that. So, yeah, which needed to happen. And I know he should have got another year. Well, I thought about that as well. I actually thought that as well. But, yeah, I mean, when you don't live up expectations, you have a sub-500 team. I'm going to put a pin on it because this is something for the EG3 pod, probably for this weekend, because that's unfortunate, because that's going to, the first episode, oh, and spoiler alert, which originally was the 3Y pod with EG3, the EG3 podcast will have its first episode out of the year, new year come out tonight, as I'm sitting there recording this. That's too bad, because there's so much to talk about. Got firings going on right now, currently, as I'm sitting here recording, and all that. The firings happened for the Falcons last night, before the Sunday night game happened. So, but, so, I know y'all worry about the Chiefs and all that, missing the playoffs and all that. I'm not going to go down that road right now. I'll put a pin on that. We'll save that for the EG3 pod recording for this weekend coming. But yeah, I'm familiar with Matt. How I got there was Matthew Bergeron, because he played on Syracuse and he's on the Atlanta Falcons there. He and Bergeron was all ACC, excuse me, that Schmidt coached. So yeah, there's that one for you. Schmidt's offensive lines dominated the running game, obviously at San Diego State there as well. And he was there for eight seasons over there. And while they're ranked 24th yards per attempt, almost five per average there as well. Let me see here. Going down there. Yeah, he is originally from San Diego, California. That's where our guy Alex Aiden is at currently. This is a Pro Project Podcast, all things KZ Sports. We have Alex going to have, hopefully, I plan to have him on this month at some point. I'm waiting until after, obviously, this week is over, because I've been working these night shifts and whatnot, afternoon/night shifts, whatnot. It's been a weird, weird last 3 months. Work, at least on the work front there as well. So it's been really tough to get anybody on our co-host on the show. But he will be back on the show. We will get him on the show this month. We'll say that there, and hopefully start getting back in this groove next week. Because as far as I'm looking like, we might be back. Finally, getting back on track, hopefully, next week with a new work schedule. I'll just be happy with getting back on the day shift. What's that way? It's been rough these last 3 months in general. But, yeah, man, It'll be nice to get back in the flow working in the daytime and having those nights available there to do either running or record a pod. So there's that. Schmidt graduated from San Diego State. As mentioned, there he got his bachelor's in criminal justice in the fall, going back to 2009. Family, wife, two sons, as they are making or probably already in Manhattan right now there as well. So the latest hire for new coach Colin Klein, a legend. Now, coach, the latest new, boy, did I screw that up. The new head coach, football coach at K-State, the legend on the football field, worked his way up. Now that you're head coach for the Kansas State Wildcats, obviously, we have said it time and time again. You have not known that by now. There you know. Latest hire, Mike Schmidt, coming over from San Diego State. Now to be the offensive coordinator. No, oh, my goodness. Offensive line, man. This is what happens when you record all too much as well. The offensive line coach now for Kansas State, and that's a impressive resume there. Hopefully, and obviously, he's coming over here with knowing K-State having a solid run game. You know you're going to get that. Joe Jackson already coming back. He announced that several weeks ago. Now you have him, but everybody else is question mark, right? Because you got the transfer portal in and out and all that. You got players landing in new spots. We're going to get to that there as well. So Mike Schmidt coming over from San Diego State to being your new offensive line coach for the new era of Colin Klein leading this football team coming up here in 2026. Pro Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get, where our podcasts are found free and available daily or in a chance to record Kansas State content. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. This daily podcast, everyday podcast, all things K-State sports. Second of all, make sure you do pass the word along to other K-Staters out there who are looking to add more K-State content to the collection. This is a good podcast for you. They're coming at you. We come at you at least 15 to 20. These podcasts have been running a little bit long lately, but 15 to 20 minutes, but that's okay. 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes less than that 15, but that's all right. We won't take much of your time. Your daily, everyday podcast, latest on what's going on in K-State sports, baby, as K-State will enter into a new era of football, just like the Atlanta Falcons are again coming up in 2026. Alex Hayden out there in Southern California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another coaching edition right here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.